Well, thank you, everybody, for patiently waiting here on Facebook and here local, too. Give me just another minute or two here. We're running a little late. I got to get the official. Karen's on here. Hello, Karen. Thursday night, folks. Capo 2 on this one, Brandon, for the first one. In Christ alone. So, we Capo 2 on this one, Karen, in Christ alone. Make sure you're, well, whatever you are, as long as we're in A or D, A or E or however you ended up declaring it, all right? It's all good. Man, Justin's here. Welcome, Justin. It's good to see you. Do you know Debbie? You got Debbie? And you know Linda? And my mom, Nancy Conrad? It's Justin. That's Todd's, the guy who sits here. Todd's brother. Todd's unable to be with us this evening. Rita's unable to be here with us this evening. Hopefully they'll be tuning in and watching here with us. Rita just got back from the funeral. That's right. That's right. We could do that. That's right. He looks a lot like Todd. We'll just have him sit there and hold a guitar, right? All right, well, we got our official person clicking on here, so join with us. Remember, it's Thursday night. This is our practice night, and you'll especially be forgiving on our very last song that we didn't get a chance to run through as much as we wanted.
We didn't get a chance to run through it. What are you kidding?
Exactly, as much as we wanted. Yeah. I said it right. But we got new toys back here. I don't know if they can see them on the camera. I think they can. I think kind of see it. We got new toys. Our amplifiers are angled up now, which is great. So that means that the people out here shouldn't have to be going deaf while we're trying to hear it. So that all makes good stuff.
But
that's right, but they do. All right, Karen, let's see if we can try this in Christ alone. In Christ alone, my hope is found. He is my light, my strength, my song. This cornerstone, this solid ground, firm through the fiercest drought and storm. What heights of love, what depths of peace, what fears are stilled when striving cease. My comforter, my all in all, here in the love of Christ I stand. In Christ alone, who took on flesh, fullness of God in helpless babe, this gift of love and righteousness, scorned by the ones he came to save. Till on that cross, as Jesus died, the wrath of God was satisfied. In every sin on him was laid, here in the death of Christ I live. The ground his body lay, light of the world a darkness slain, then bursting forth in glorious day, up from the grave he rose again, and as he stands in victory.
victory. His hands are cursed, lost a grip on me. For I am his, and he is mine, bought with the precious blood of Christ. No guilt in life, no fear in death. This is the power of Christ in me. From life's first cry to final breath, Jesus commands my destiny. No power of hell, no scheme of man can ever pluck me from his hand. Till he returns or calls me home, here in the power of Christ I'll stand.
It's kind of a different variation, isn't it? It's pretty. It's a pretty song. Yeah, now we'll take the capo off because I'm singing this one. If somebody else was singing it, we could do it higher, but no.
It's crowded in worship today. The sleep slips in, trying to fade into the faces. The girl's teasing laughter is carrying farther than they know. Farther than they know. But if we are the body, why aren't his arms reaching? Why aren't his hands healing? Why words teaching? And if we are the body, why are his feet going? Why is his love not showing? Then there is a way. There is a way. A traveler is far away from home. Sheds his coat, quietly sinks into the back row. The weight of their judgmental glances tells him that his chances are better out on the road. But if we are the body, why aren't his arms reaching? Why aren't words teaching? And if we are the body, why aren't his feet going? Why is his love not showing? Then there is a way. Jesus paid much too high a price for us to pick and choose who should come. And we are the body of Christ. But if we are the body, why aren't his arms reaching? Why aren't his hands healing? Why aren't his words teaching? And if we are the body, why aren't his feet going? Why is his love not showing them there is a way? But if we are the body, why aren't his arms reaching? Why aren't his hands healing? Why aren't his words teaching? But if we are the body, why aren't his feet going? Why is his love not showing them there is a way? Jesus is the way.
Yeah. Powerful message, isn't it? Powerful message. If we are the body, why aren't we out there getting it done, right? We savor the body. You ready? Do I stand amazed? Oh, you need to go? We're saying hello to, let's see, I see Juanita and Sue and Kyle and Pam and Cindy and Marilyn. Good, bless God. Did I miss someone? I think I missed someone. Ooh, Sean Kurtz. Awesome. Sean and Juan. Okay. Good. Good, good, good. Got to remember Karen's on there in case that scrolls off. All right. Stand amazed. Anybody been standing amazed lately? This will be an opening hymn. Just start playing, Karen. I just keep talking. I stand amazed in the presence of Jesus the Nazarene, and wonder how he could love me, a sinner condemned unclean. How marvelous, how wonderful, and my song shall ever be. How marvelous, wonderful is my Savior's love for me. For me it was in the garden, he prayed not my will but thine. He had no tears for his own griefs, but sweat drops of blood for mine. How marvelous, how wonderful, and my song shall ever be. How marvelous, how wonderful is my Savior's love for me. He took my sins and my sorrows, he made them his very own. He bore the burden to Calvary, and suffered and died alone. Singing how marvelous, how wonderful, and my song shall ever be. How marvelous, how wonderful is my Savior's love for me. Ransomed in glory, his face at last I shall see. 'Twill be my joy through the ages to sing of his love for me. How marvelous, how wonderful, and my song shall ever be. How marvelous, how wonderful is my Savior's love for me, is my Savior's love for me.
Amen. Amen.
All right. Oh, look, they already got there. Look at that. They're already there. Good for them. Now, Don Moen wrote this song. Don Moen wrote this song. I think it was might have been 1979. It's old school, okay? And if you listen to the recording, it's like, yep, that's old school. But we're going to add a little life to it here. A little just updated on it. Karen, did we even work out an intro for this? I don't remember.
Seems to be no way. He works in ways we cannot see. He will make a way for me. He will be my guide. He will hold me to his side. With love and strength for each new day, he will make a way. He will make a way.
Make sure you sing it with us, please.
God will make a way where there seems to be no way. He works in ways we cannot see. He will make a way for me. He will be my guide. Hold me closely to his side. With love and strength for each new day, he will make a way. He will make a way.
Here's the fun part.
By the roadway in the wilderness, he'll lead me. And the rivers in the desert I will see. Heaven and earth will fade, but his word will still remain. He will do something new today. God will make a way where there seems to be no way. He works in ways we cannot see. He will make a way for me. He will be my guide. Hold me closely to his side. With love and strength for each new day, he will make a way. He will make a way. By the roadway in the wilderness, he leads me.
Oh, we did better that time.
And the rivers in the desert I will see. Heaven and earth will fade, but his word will still remain. He will do something new today. Make a way where there seems to be no way. He works in ways we cannot see. He will make a way for me. He will be my guide. Hold me closely to his side. With love and strength for each new day, he will make a way. He will make a way.
Oh. Well, that ending worked out nicer than nice.
I found out how I'm supposed to do the ending. I just hit the G and went. I just backed off. Let her play. Didn't know what was going
to
happen.
Welcome to Thursday night, where practice makes fun.
Makes for the service, actually.
It's the whole entertainment here. Okay. Oh, bless God. Jay joined in. Nancy Park. Practice. Nancy Stanford joined on, too. Awesome. Mm-hmm. Welcome, guys. Welcome, all on Facebook. Yeah, the transition to the E flat and the B flats, all the flats. But hey, we had fun with the flats.
I don't like E flat.
But you can play it, so that you're one up on about 1,000 other guitar players I know.
it feels like the 1,000 songs from musicals I've played that have that chord in it. Feels exactly.
Well, sing a musical for me. Like, sing part of a musical that you're thinking of. Let's hit that chord and sing part of the musical for me.
Goodness, no.
Okay, but they have that chord in it.
Yes, it's a very popular key.
But you don't do that chord on guitar though. For those performances, do you? Oh, you do. All right, yeah, let's stand up. Let's stand up for Jesus, all right?
Stand up for Jesus, ye soldiers of the cross. Lift high his royal banner, it must not suffer loss. From victory unto victory, his army shall he lead, till every foe is vanquished, and Christ is Lord indeed. Stand up for Jesus, the trumpet call obey.
We need a trumpet.
Birth to the mighty conflict in this his glorious day. He that are men now serve him against unnumbered foes. Let courage rise with danger and strength to strength oppose. Stand up for Jesus, stand in his strength alone. The arm of flesh will fail you, ye dare not trust your own. Put on the gospel armor, each piece put on with prayer. Where duty calls or danger, be never wanting there. Stand up for Jesus, the strife will not be long. This day the noise of battle, the next the victor's song. To him who overcometh, a crown of life shall be. He with the King of glory shall reign eternally.
Break one?
Like,
no faster? That's going to be a hymn, all right? That's going to be your closing hymn. All right, now, last song, and this is...
Does it come with a disclaimer?
Yes, I'll add the disclaimer right now. This is a song that we've all practiced in our heads, but haven't really practiced in Rebecca's together.
Tried to sing it in the shower once.
We sang along with the music once.
Hey, to be fair, you can't understand the lyrics in the recording.
Well, that's true. That's right. Actually, yeah, if you listen to the actual to the cover on this, you can't. So this is a group called Pearl Jam, all right? And Pearl Jam is not exactly a Christian group, but they have some very spiritual messages that happen on here. And this was specially requested for its complexity by some members of the
and regretfully
band here.
Requested by its complexity.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Right?
Hey, you know what? You know what? We are good until page two, all right? I think we're really good until page two. And there's only two pages. We're good until page two. So we've got one spot where there's like six measures that happen, and that kind of seemed to be where we, as far as we made it the first time.
Well, I did a thing. I moved my foot switch out of my heel.
Todd Truman just joined. Todd Truman is watching. Stick your face right in there. All right, Todd, your brother is here.
And you're not.
Should I say which brother? Will he know? He knows which brother's here. That's right. All right, and Todd's missing out on this awesome song here, but he can play it with us on Sunday because he said he's going to be here on Sunday.
Todd, you can laugh at this all you want.
Thanks, Karen.
If you try to play
Thanks,
it.
Karen. Great to see you. Thanks for being here.
There was a nod of agreement from the drum section.
All right, this is all about you starting it here, Brandon, so we're kind of going to have
so if good... I never start it, it'll never happen.
All right, so welcome to our attempt at doing Pearl Jam's song, Given to Fly. So for ladies here, you need to understand, it starts off mellow, it gets a little bit of energy, but then it backs off, and gets a little bit of energy, backs off. About the time you're thinking, it'll back off.
Anytime. Time for nothing but save him.
You got another chance to do it.
Vocals are easier if you don't do them.
They got the words on the screen. They'll figure it out. Here we are. Welcome to Thursday night. Good to see you here, man. Good to see you here. And all our fun people on Facebook, too. Actually, I got to bring this up so I don't miss one. Actually, I saw Karen. Do I still have it on here? Exactly what she wrote? But I know we're still lifting up Karen anyway. Let's find out here real quick. Make sure I got everything right. It's one of the disadvantages of Facebook Live. The comments will scroll off the screen. I can see them later, but they'll scroll off the screen. It's like, oh, gee, missed it. Missed it by this much. I know Todd was connected in. He may even still be connected. You never know, especially after that song. All right. Yes, Todd, those are amp stands. See? I love you, man. I buy things for you. Oh, he said it sounded great. And I think he was referring to the last song. I hope. Yeah, that other stuff scrolled off the screen on me for Karen, but I'm going to write that down here real quick, so give me just a moment. We're just lifting up Karen across the board here. It's not a Karen you guys know. It's a Facebook Karen, but anyway, God's got this for you, Karen. Oh, thank you. For some reason, they didn't have one up here. So that's good. Oh, Christine connected, too. Yeah, Christine, we're still lifting up Emily. Still lifting up Emily for that. So, Tom's not here. No. He must be out of town or something, because Tom is usually always here. That's good. You can sit where Tom sits. So that's right. Somebody needs to sit where Tom sits. Doggone it. Oh, but it's all good. It's all good. I tell you something. You know, a lot of times I'm not sure what's going to happen with it. I actually have what? No, it's Ephesians. It's Ephesians. You thought it was a Revelation? Oh, I know better than talk about Revelation. Oh no, no. And actually, this is something actually God kind of laid on my heart beforehand. So I actually looked this one. Actually decided I needed to find which one it was with this one. So this is so God's leading me to talk about Ephesians 4 in this, and Ephesians 4 is kind of broken. That chapter is kind of broken into a couple different sections. The first half of Ephesians 4 talks about unity in the body of Christ. But the second half is really something I'm feeling God's leading me to talk on, which is living as children of the light. Right? And but just to briefly talk about Ephesians 4 for unity in the body of Christ. You know, this is Paul now talking to the Ephesians, and he's talking about everyone being humble. and gentle and patient, all right? And bearing with one another in love and making every effort to keep unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace. For there is one body, one Spirit, and just as you were called to one hope when you were called, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is over all and over all things. All right? But to each one of you, grace has been given as Christ apportioned it. This is why it says, when he ascended on high, he led captives in his train and gave gifts to men. That's pretty cool. He gave gifts. Of course, he gave a lot of gifts, didn't he? Jesus does a lot of that kind of stuff. So Paul then is talking about how important it is to be at peace with everybody, even when they're making us mad. Because it happens. It does happen. And we're in this fallen world that's run by darkness. But we are called to be the light, right? We're called to be the light of Christ. Go right to verse 17, which is kind of the latter half I was telling you about. And in this version Bible, it calls it living as children of the light. So I tell you this, and insist on it in the Lord, that you must no longer live as the Gentiles do, in the futility of their thinking. They are darkened in their understanding and separated from the life of God because of their ignorance that is to them and the hardening of their hearts. All right, so these are the people that are just like to live for the world. All right, they'll run through all the gamuts of it. You know, the lusts of the flesh, the jealousy, the anger. They just go down the list. Right, these are the heathen. These are people who have not accepted God. So having lost all sensitivity, they've given themselves over to sensuality, the body, all the physical senses. Right, so as to indulge in every kind of impurity, with a continual lust for more. You, however, meaning the children of the light, the children of receptive Christ, you, however, did not come to know Christ that way. Surely you heard of him and were taught in him in accordance with the truth that is in Jesus. You were taught with regard to your former way of life, to put off your old self, right, so get rid of all of our old nasty darkness and sins and anger and all the other stuff that just drags us down. So we're taught to put off your old self, which is being corrupted by its deceitful desires. So to be made new in the attitude of your minds, and to put on the new self, created to be like God in true righteousness and holiness. So we're created in the image of God, right? So we start off pure and simple as a baby. But then the worldly part starts to come into play, right? Because babies are very, if you think about it, if you want to be factual, babies are selfish. Why? Because they need help. Right? When they're not little, they need help. But what happens after we've given them help to the point to where we're human, right? We're human. We focus on ourselves. We focus on our pleasures. We focus on what's a me, right? But God, we're created in the image of God. So God calls us to reconcile us back. So therefore, each one of you must put off falsehood and speak truthfully to his neighbor, for we are all members of one body. In your anger, do not sin. So God's saying real clearly there, all right, sometimes we can get so mad that we're going to go and do something we regret, all right, both in the, because we have earthly consequences and we have spiritual consequences. Now, the cool thing with spiritual consequences is God's grace will forgive us. You know, when we repent and say, man, God, I wish I wouldn't have done that. His forgiveness is real. His forgiveness is real. But there are earthly consequences. So if you kill somebody, yep, the law is going to catch up, right? And there are earthly consequences with that. But know that God sees every sin the same, though. God sees murder is just the same as smacking somebody upside the head or even a curse word to somebody. They're all the same to God. He doesn't treat it like man, where this one you're in jail for life and this one is a misdemeanor. No, it all goes against them. They're all the same, every single one. In your anger, do not sin. Do not let the sun go down while you are still angry. That's really important. Really important, because how many times, because I can remember back before Christ showed me the way here with this. I can remember many times you go to bed angry, you have angry dreams, you wake up angry, then you want to get revenge, and theorizing that you'll feel better if you get revenge. But you remember, God says, vengeance is mine, says the Lord. All right? So when we just step back and say, all right, God, I know you're going to take care of this. Our body wants to say, I want to slick you. If I'm driving, I want to slam into the back end. You go down the list. But God says, no, I got this. So do not let the sun go down while you're angry, and do not give the devil a foothold.
He who has been stealing must steal no longer, but must work, doing something useful with his own hands, that he may have something to share with those in need. All right, so God's saying, hey, look, you've been messing up, you've been stealing from stuff. Now let's use that talent that you had for stealing and put it to good use, all right? So do not let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouths, but only what is helpful for building others up according to their needs, that it may benefit those who listen. And do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, with whom you were sealed for the day of redemption. Get rid of all bitterness, get rid of all rage and anger, brawling and slander, along with every form of malice. Be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other, just as in Christ God forgave you. And that's one of the hardest things, isn't it? The forgiveness part. That's tough. But when we seek God and we develop a relationship with God, the Holy Spirit allows that to happen. You guys have heard me share this before. I'm kind of led to share it again now, probably for somebody listening on Facebook. I bought and I actually shared it this past Sunday. So I had a guy that I bought a business from many years back. And we gave him a certain amount of cash, and he was supposed to stay involved for a year, you know, to help the company get on it, you know, get moving, help us grow the thing. He ended up taking a lot of that money and squandering it. Ended up becoming an alcoholic. Actually, he may have already been an alcoholic, but just didn't have the means to become one. And anyway, long and short, alcoholism was really rung him down. He got to a point where things were really bad for him. But along the way, he's sending me these emails, and these emails were rough to read. You know, they accused me of being a heretic, the Antichrist. You know, it's all your fault type of a thing. And I can tell you that the old Greg would have been mighty mad at that stuff. By the grace of God, the Holy Spirit allows me to separate the two. I could separate the love child of God that he was from a demon working through him and speaking through him typing and all that stuff. So I had to go through and get some things done. We had to try and get him involved in this extra year was part of a profit sharing thing. And so there was some legalese that needed to get out of the way. He couldn't afford a lawyer. He'd blown all his money. So God laid it on my heart. He said, pay for his lawyer. All right. Cause I needed to make sure he had a lawyer on his end. You know, so that everything was right and just. So we got that part out of the way. Then he got involved. Then he got into a faith-based treatment, like a 3-month treatment. And guess what God said? Pay for his treatment. Now the old Greg would say, "Really? Are you kidding me?" But I didn't hesitate. And I can tell you today he is clean. He's got a job. I think he might even be engaged or getting married again. And I mean, his life's just turned around. So there's a level of obedience that comes that God requires of us. I've shared with you before, too. A lot of times when I drive home from work, I kind of get to a point where I can either go straight or I can turn. You know, we all have different ways we can go, right, to go home. And every day I'm coming home from work, all right, say, Lord, straight or turn, all right? And God usually makes it. He always makes it very clear to either straight or turn. Sometimes he tells me to turn, and I think he tells me to turn because there was something happening up there or would have happened, you know, in that direction. Other times, I think it's just testing my obedience, right? But regardless, you got to be obedient to that, right? You got to know the voice of God, and that's actually that's a tough thing. That's one of the toughest things. How do you know the voice of God, right? I can tell you the best way to know the voice of God. If it's telling you to go ahead and smack somebody upside the head, that ain't the voice of God. Okay. if a voice is telling you to turn left or right, that could go either way. But it's about a relationship, and that relationship comes when we spend time in God's Word. All right, I like to use the Bible.com, a Bible app. It has a reading plan, and one of my favorite reading plans is actually written by a guy named Robert Roberts. And this was, yes, figure that one out. Robert Roberts. What father would name his son Robert with the last name of Roberts? But that's what his name was, Robert Roberts. And,
you say Roberts.
Yeah. Well, what happened? All of them, right. So, but anyway, the plan he put together, it's a plan for reading the Bible in a year. And what he did was really neat. He took, he would have you read Old Testament scripture, and then he would have you read New Testament scripture, which essentially was the fulfillment of the Old. All right, because remember, there's a lot of prophecy in the Old Testament. talking about Jesus coming, talking about the fall of the temple, et cetera, et cetera. And he ties a lot of that back in with it. So that was the first time I ever read through the Bible in a year was using that plan, the Robert Roberts plan. I've read through the Bible now about 11 times, so 11 years, you know, is about when I started doing all that. And I got to tell you, it's for me, it sets a tone for the day. When I read the Bible in the morning, and I use the devotional, you know, to kind of help me going through the morning too. Devotionals are awesome. Because devotionals will take a little snippet of scripture and expound on it. You know, matter of fact, I'll talk about just what we just talked. There might be one on that. But it's good. It's real good. So, Robert Roberts plan, Bible.com. I'm talking to my Facebook people there too. You go out to the Bible. Go to Bible.com and you can download the app and you can do all kinds of stuff. So for those of you watching on Facebook, we're going to take some prayer requests here local. So if you've got some, go ahead and type them. That's about a 15 or 20 second delay with them, but we'll just let them go through the motions. I'm going to start in the back with Bruce because Bruce is still just riding high on his joy of his healing. And I got to tell you, my friend, I shared that with a couple of guitar players at work and they were moved. They were moved. I don't know if it was a guitar connection or just because you were healed. I don't know, but we'll say it was both. So how have you been, brother? Let's see. What do we need to lift up today, my friend? Nice. Let's see. Is Donna traveling or next Monday? Next Monday. So. Next Monday, and that's the overseas one, right? Next Monday, and I forgot, was it Italy? France? Which one was it? Italy, wasn't it? Donna. Was that Italy? Touring through Italy? That's Italian. Nice. Nice. How's gravity doing there, Scott? It is? Well, good. You're looking good. That's right. You remember, it's more important to look good than to feel good, and you look marvelous. So keep focusing on the, all right, you look good. You look marvelous. And for any young people watching on Facebook Live, they're thinking, what in the world? Saturday Night Live. Brandon. Work doing well? Get one victory at a time?
One step forward or step and a half back, but it is sometimes.
Yeah. Well, you have some very unique ministry opportunities there.
Yeah.
Well, we're lifting that up for you, my friend. Lifting that up. Oh, good. Sue is lifting prayers, too. Hey, you did really well. I thought it worked out pretty well. The six measure piece in the middle that we've got to work on, but you can, yeah, there's hope. There's hope. Tune in on Sunday on the church channel and you'll get to hear it again. Or you can just go to our radio website and listen to it. So we're fun. That's right, man. I'm going to take one clip that actually worked here, like about a couple measure clip, and that will promote that, right? So tune in. And they'll say, what in the world are they doing at that church? Speaking about that church, so I got a call, losing track of days, I think it was yesterday. You guys remember, actually you wouldn't, yeah you do, remember Romeo? Romero? Remember Romero? He came in, remember the three that would come here? The three would come here? Okay. By the way, one of them, not Romeo, but the other guy, his Facebook page says that he's dead. A heart attack is what it says. However, I've been trying to get confirmation on that because apparently he said that before. So I hate to make light of it if he's truly gone. But anyway, that's you just never know with that. But anyway, Romeo, he was actually at there's a Methodist church called The Gathering up in Middletown. And they actually called because Romeo had said call me about cameras because, you know, we've got some cameras through here. And so we're going to go ahead and get in touch with that. But I was pleasantly surprised to see, you know, to learn this because Christ United Methodist Church is only, what, maybe half a three quarters of a mile, maybe like a mile away. It kind of surprised me but this is actually an inner city ministry. Well, part of the reason she wanted cameras is because there was like a drug deal that went down in her sanctuary. Okay, now this is like an old Goodwill building, so it's not like a church like this per se, but you know, it's a rough part of town, and she's trying to minister to that. You know, people that are in that environment, man, I mean, that's the work. That's the work of Christ right there. I mean, they're down in the, you know, just trying to help people that are really desperate with things. So yeah, we're, matter of fact, I'm going to write that one down. We're going to lift up The Gathering is the name of the church. And Pastor Pat is her name. We're going to lift that up for sure. That's good. How are things for you, Mom? Any trips? Any events? Any... I forgot. Trevor, what happened? So what's the layperson's term for what he's got?
Cancer of the bone.
Cancer of the bone. I can write that. That's got to go. That cancer's got to go out of Trevor. All right, no more. Okay, good. Excellent. For Chris, surgery, she's feeling good, so she's healed. That's a good thing. And no pain meds either. Beautiful. Nice. Thank you, Jesus, for that full healing. Nice. Good deal. Hi, Linda.
Hi.
What kind of awesome things have been happening with you, Linda?
Well, one thing that happened this Monday was... Anyway, I was going to get felty done at my house.
Right.
Physical felty.
Okay. Yeah.
And I had a lot of leisure at home. Well, I said I walk to gym 3 days a week. He said, "Well, you can't have it at your house because you have to be homebound." I said, "I'm not homebound."
Okay, so where did you get your physical therapy then?
So now we go find one close to us so I can walk to it.
So you're going to walk to your physical therapy?
Yes.
And of course, walking itself is good therapy too, right?
Yes.
Okay, these are good things. Good for you.
And then my friend used to have a meeting with her mother, her sister, today.
Yeah.
And
Ruth.
I don't know how that takes for
them. Ah, so we pray for everything's good for Ruth.
Yes.
Okay. We'll do it. And for those still watching on Facebook, if you've got any prayer requests, put them in. I think it looks like Sue sent one in. Let me write that down real quick. Sue Bug, who is the director. That's right. So she is prayers for the men and women's Northern Lights walks team, specifically the pilgrims for those walks. Absolutely. I, believe it or not, Sue, I actually had that on my list already, but I'm writing it down from you too. Matter of fact, I'll just put it back up with this. Where did I write it? That's right, you can walk on the walk. Are you going to The Gathering this Saturday? Good. Anybody can go, by the way. You don't have to be part of the Emmaus group. But it's going to be up at... that's right, you can go. It's going to be up at Camp Chautauqua at 6 p.m. on Saturday. And there's a wedding here at 4 p.m. that I need to be here for. And they want me to play music up there, too. So I don't know how I'm going to pull that off. That's true. They do eat at 6, right? They don't actually start the music till a little later, so... We'll make it. We'll make it. Absolutely. We always do, because God's good. How about those things for you, Debbie? Miss Retired, who's thinking about starting to work again.
And I did today.
And you did? What did you do today? What is this new job? Oh, at the Christian bookstore?
Yes.
I forgot. That was called, what's the name of it?
Inner Blessings
Christian Bookstore. There you go. I plugged it for Herb will be excited. Herb and Karen will be excited. Okay, if they're watching. If not, they'll watch it later.
Granddaughter who is pregnant and
Yeah.
It's very, very busy. And a friend that was doing, they were celebrating their 50th.
And oh, wow. Celebrating a 50th.
That she was celebrating her 8th month wedding of her second marriage. So her first husband passed away, and she met this guy, and they've been married for 8 months. And she was very, very happy, and it was great.
That's awesome. So you had a joy,
yes.
Customer joy.
Yes, and the spirit was there.
That's nice. That's nice. Compared to the customers that come in to complain. Oh, that's all good. Good. Anything else? Well, of course, we got a couple weeks here. We're going to be in prayer for the fundraiser, right?
Right. Yes. August 25th.
Dinner at 6 p.m. and music and stuff. It's 7. Is that what we said? 7:30. 7:30 for the music and whatever else. You think you're like a comedy act too, don't you?
Yes. Sandy.
Lady of humor. Sandy, the lady of humor. All right, we're going with that. We're going with that.
Uh-huh.
Hey, and last but not certainly least, good to see you here, Justin. How's life, man? What's been going on? How can we pray for you today?
Myself is very blessed.
Nice.
And I would like to make a note of I had a beautiful niece that was born today.
Fantastic.
I can't put out names. Her name names right at the moment, but she's very healthy.
That's a big joy.
Yeah.
Awesome, man. That is so good. We always like to hear that. That's fun stuff. Let's see. Again, anybody else on Facebook? I don't think so. I had Sue. Let me double back and make sure I didn't miss anything. And if Emily's still watching, Emily, I've already got, or Christine rather, for her daughter Emily. Remember, we were talking about her with the digestion stuff. So she actually was at the hospital today, I believe. I'm not sure if they're actually going to be doing a feeding tube for her to try and get her, through what she needs to get through. Christine might to go ahead and update here, but she'll probably update me by the time we're in a circle and I won't have it, but we'll get it on later with that. But we're still lifting Emily up, so. All right. Well, I got all my stuff written down here, but I'll just speak it when we're in our circle here.
And lift up Tom. We're
going to
not be here.
Yeah, well, that's a good idea. That's for brother Tom. We always lift up brother Tom. He may just be traveling, whichever, but we're definitely lifting up Tom, because he's loved. All you guys are loved. We are all loved. Oh, look, John Taylor just connected in too. That's kind of neat. Well, shall we see if we can get ourselves in a circle here, guys? Let's see if I can't figure out how to spin this. Come here, Linda. You stand right here. You stand right here. Stay right here, right? Perfect. How's that?
It's fine.
You're good. Come on. You can kind of help keep her balance. Actually, she's between two big. She's between two tall people. It's like the pendulum. Did you guys see the? The little pendulum stuff, right? The swings, you take little balls, swing, they knock each other. And that did. So I saw a cool cartoon where it showed some kids on the playground like that, and then said, "This is why science teachers are not on the playground." And they grabbed the one kid, and he was pulling him out and getting him to. gotta love it. Clean humor is always good. Well, Lord, we thank you for Thursday nights, and thank you, Lord, for this time of fellowship. And Daddy, we thank you that Your grace is amazing, and your forgiveness is real. We thank you, Lord, for your peace that just comes upon us when we call upon your name and just seek you. Lord, in the busyness of this world, we tend to prioritize things in ways that we probably shouldn't. So, Lord, we just ask you for your grace and your guidance to show us, to keep us at your peace, to take that step back. Just kind of let things roll off sometimes. Lord, we're lift. We got many to lift here right now. When we thank you that you hear all these prayers. So, Lord, we're starting off lifting up Emily right now. So, Emily, with this digestive problem, Lord, I thank you that all the good bacteria is restored back in her body, her entire digestive system. So, Lord, that she can eat and she can gain the weight and she can gain the strength. So, Lord, we thank you to touch her body, mind, and spirit. For, Lord, nothing is impossible for you, especially when we're all gathered here together. For, Lord, your word declares to us, when two or more are gathered, he is there. He is there. Lord, we thank you that you are here and you hear the prayers of the righteous. So, Lord, we're lifting up brother Todd Truman and Tom Bevington. They're both not here, but, Lord, we're just speaking glory to them. Glory, peace, and protection. And Todd, you're really missing out, man. But I know he's watching. And so you're part of this right now. There's a lady named Jackie I've been ministering to for a while on Facebook, and we're seeing progress for her, and that's awesome. That's awesome. So I thank you, Lord. You just give her more. Just more of your peace. Give her that physical healing that she's been seeking. But mostly that connection with you, Lord, that she really, really needs. We're lifting up Rita here today. Rita wasn't here today because she just got back from the funeral. Remember the funeral she talked about last week? She just got back from the funeral. Today she has traveled back, and so she's getting her rest that she needs after the travel. So, Lord, we just thank you for peace. Peace upon Rita's family. And we will see Rita on Sunday, and that's a great thing. Eddie, we're lifting up these upcoming Walk to Emmaus. These are times when we bring in what we call pilgrims, people that have not been on the walk. There's a men's walk and there's a women's walk. And we're lifting up the pilgrims, Lord, that you bring the right people that need to hear and feel your word and your love, Lord. Just experience your love in an awesome and amazing way over those 3 days. So the women's walk comes up here in mid-September and mid-October then for early to mid-October for the men's walk. So I thank you, Lord, that especially thank you, Lord, for our lay leaders are there. We've got Sue and Jim are involved. And yeah, we know, Lord, that that they know it's not about them, it's about you. And I thank you, Lord, that for their focus and for their leadership and their direction. We've got a wedding that's going to be here on Saturday. Rehearsal's tomorrow night. So, Lord, we're just speaking blessings upon that wedding and that couple. You can relate to that, can't you, Justin? That's right. And actually, the joy for your marriage that is here, man, that's awesome. It's awesome. It's great to see you here, man. Travel mercies for my family, for Lynette and Melody and Carolyn and her friends. Carolyn's headed down to Hilton Head, South Carolina. Lynette is going up to get Melody, bring her back from Crane Lake, Minnesota. Okay, Melody ought to be here singing with us. Not this Sunday, but next Sunday, I think, if I got my days right. Anyway, so that'll be good. She's already got a special she wants. So we'll be working on that one. That's good. It'll be, actually, it's someone I don't know. So that might be okay. You'll give me the story later. And Melody's probably watching too, by the way. or will be. Okay, yeah, Melody's always part of the story. Of course, travel mercies then for Donna headed to Italy on Monday. Is it how long? 2 weeks or 10 days or 10 days? 10 days. So, Lord, we thank you for that. Thank you, Lord. Keep her in health, in health and safety. In health and safety, Lord. Karen Offinger has a coworker named Kelly, who was 7 months pregnant and lost her baby. So Lord, we're just speaking peace for that family. That's whether it be 2-3 weeks or 7, whatever. But any time you're losing a child is rough. So Lord, we speak peace. May you speak your peace to that family, you know, knowing that they will get the joy of seeing that child when they hit eternal paradise. But it doesn't make it any easier now, I know. So, but God can do this. So touch them, Lord. Just touch them. Touch them with your peace. And Lord, we're lifting up another Karen, of which I'm friends with on Facebook, and I have the privilege of sending message of scripture to her daily, and she asks, she's great. She'll ask questions. Ask questions about God and about healing and that. She's been reaching out to people, and that's beautiful. love to see people growing in Christ. So, Karen, we're speaking more for you. Just more joy, absolutely. Absolutely, so it's good. So, Lord, we're lifting up Brandon here to you, and for guidance and wisdom in the situations that he finds himself in at times. So we speak wisdom to you, my brother. Wisdom, very good wisdom. And Lord, we're thanking you for Scott. God bless Scott. He defeats gravity every day. So far. And I have to say, I'm especially elated that Scott is standing here. I presume healthy because you look good, because on Sunday he was battling through. He was not feeling good, but yet he pressed on through all the songs there, and I've known many people who just would have said, I'm out of here. Good luck. But he stuck it out, so thank you. I know you wanted to, but thank you. Thank you, man, for being here. You mean a lot to us. These are good. Lord, there are ministries out there that there's so many different ministries, but right now I'm specifically lifting up the gathering up in Middletown with Pastor Pat. So, Lord, that's a hard place to be, but she has a heart to help the people, and I thank you, Lord, that you give her the things she needs to get things done, and that every person she interacts with, it's just a joy flows through. Absolutely flows through. Lord, we're lifting up Trevor for this, I like to call it what I can speak, cancer of the bone. And there's some fancy medical name for it. But Lord, we come against cancer and all things, contrary to the word and will of God. We're commanding cancer to leave him. In the name of Christ Jesus, it's got to leave. It's got to go. So I thank you, Lord, because all that stuff is just gone in the name of Christ Jesus. Thank you that Chris has been through the surgery, not dealing with any strong pain medications, just the lightweight stuff. So I thank you that she's fully restored, Lord. These are good things. Thank you that Linda gets to walk and get physical therapy, and you're making a way for that, okay?
Yep.
God's making a way for you. That's good. And for your friend Ruth, we're lifting her up, and God just keeps going, right?
Yep.
God just keeps going, as he always does, because God loves. God loves indeed. Debbie, what a joy. Retire from one place, get to go bless people at the other place, and have them bless you. That's awesome. That's a good place to be. At Inner Blessings, the Inner Blessings. They actually call it a bookstore. Is that what they officially call it? Okay. Because I know they do other things. Like, I think that, didn't that altar? They sell lots of things. Nice. Yeah, and those are, that's good. And we're lifting up the fundraiser?
Yes.
The fundraiser coming up.
And we have our act together.
I still plan the music yet. So I've got my act together too. Oh man. Yeah. So these are good things. And I'm especially thanking God for the joy of a niece, right? The joy of a niece being born. That's fantastic. And my other joy, my personal joy, is you being here, my friend. It's great to have you here, brother. It's good to be here. Thank you. Thank you. It's all good. All right, did I miss anything else, guys? I think we're covered. It was a long list, but God's got it covered. Why don't you join me in the Lord's Prayer, please? Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. God is good.
What do people say?
Amen. Now you look right there. You look right there, Linda, and you tell everybody how awesome they are. Jesus loves them. Tell them whatever you want to tell them.
You often and have a good day.
That's right. Amen. God bless you guys. Glad you could be here with us. You can share the love of Jesus and be blessed, man. We'll see you next week.